Welcome, fellow Lumineers, to another episode of Quest for Five, your guide to the enchanting world of Disney Lorcana. We're your hosts, I'm Faith, and with me is my co-host, Michael.
And today we're going to talk about set championship details, as set championships are officially underway, and talking about organized play. Okay, Faith, here's some details about set championships, because I know you're not super aware of what all the rules are. So I figured, let's go ahead and share them. Ours is April 27th, but they officially opened on the 20th, I think. And here's the most important details. Prizes and rewards, as we know, players win the promotional card Stitch Rockstar. And the top two players will get a playmat. The top one player will get a playmat that says champion on it. So if I get that, you bet you I'm going to have that shit framed and hanging on my wall. And then top four players receive official promotional prizes provided by Ravensburger. Tournament format, it's going to be core constructed format, so, and all cards are legal right now, 60 cards minimum. It's the standard deck building rules that we're already very familiar with. Games are going to be best of with 50 minute time limits, and then it's going to be into top cut. So matches are going to be determined by Swiss pairings, leading into top cut brackets for the top players. So in Swiss format, competitors face off in each round against opponents with similar scores, so we ensure a fair and balanced competition. And this format allows us to avoid having to deal with any kind of players being eliminated prematurely. So you'll face off. You'll get one point for first place and 3 points if you get first place in both games. And so we'll be able to play multiple rounds. Depending on the sizes of people, the size of the group you're playing with, you may not end up playing against everyone. Probably with us where we're capped out at 16, there's a chance that we would end up playing against everyone. But right now we actually only have 12 of the 16 seats taken up. At least that's what it was about a few hours ago. So standard formats, you can sleeve your cards. All cards are currently legal. There's no cards that are off the table yet. Core constructed format, 60 cards minimum, like I've been saying. Don't forget your tokens, dice, playmat, everything you need. And of course, there is a fully released rulebook, so make sure to browse that if you're unfamiliar or uncertain about any of the rules that you might have been getting away with at this point. You want to make sure you're playing the right way, because rules are there for a reason. That was really lame. Of course. Also, don't forget that the Discord channel is fantastic for additional advice and support. Even when you're mid-game, I've went out into the Discord and people have been able to get back to me fast enough, and I'm sure they're going to have a lot of community moderators looking through and trying to clarify any rules confusions throughout this entire week. Moving on, I just wanted two quick notes. We're getting a lot of cards revealed, so keep an eye out. A new card that got revealed that I was really excited about that I saw today was Mulan's father. He has an ability called War Wounds, where he war wounds, and he can't attack because of it. Even he has zero strength to begin with, but even if you gave him strength, he still wouldn't be able to attack because of that ability. But he is able to exert and ready up a Mulan character, which has potential for some really, really good synergy. The other thing, we recorded a bonus episode with our friend Kristen. We watched The Little Mermaid and came up with some new card ideas. Spoiler, it was really hard because there are already so many Little Mermaid cards. And that episode will drop on Thursday.
Okay, so my card of the week isn't one of my own cards in my deck.
Okay, that's good.
I think that your Robin Hood really stood out to me.
Really?
The one that, like, deals a damage.
Mm-hmm. Exert to deal one damage.
Because I played with my Emerald deck, and you got rid of my Merfolk that way, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really nice. He's essentially in there purely to help avoid those issues, and to kind of level out against the characters that, against decks who don't ready up, and decks that, isn't there a Ruby, I'm getting off topic, but isn't there a Ruby card that exerts characters? I need to look. If so, that's the card I need in my deck.
I know there's a purple card that does that.
Okay, we'll have to take a look. Keep going.
That's my okay. reasoning.
My card is Felicia. I added her to my assault deck, and holy cow. Big difference in the early game. Like, her alone changed a lot of things, a lot of my strategy, because I was able to either drop her down first turn and then start managing the board right there, especially if I backed her up on second turn with a mouse armor. Or I was able to drop her down mid game and have her soften up the board and make it a little bit easier to control when I've already got the other cards out there, like Jafar or Aladdin, and I just need to, you know, I lose out on getting some of that lore with Aladdin, but at least that way I'm able to kind of make sure that I'm not getting wiped out in one turn. And then, yeah, just going off of that, I made a few other additions to my soul deck. I removed a whole new world, and all of my locations, and just added in those one play costs. I did Simba and Felicia, I was saying.
But that's just not working out for you?
I mean, like we said last time, those locations, people are just so aggressive towards them that it didn't make sense for my soul deck. And a whole new world, like, it's nice to get out of, like, jams, but, like, I always have such guilt and bad feelings about using it that, like, I end up using it at the wrong time, or I feel like it just ends up giving my opponent too much of an advantage, especially when I have Jafar, that Jafar and Queen of Hearts that helps me draw cards already. I think just by making those small additions, I'm putting myself in a good enough position that I don't need to worry about it as much. So I figured I can take that out as well. And I didn't have any regrets for it on this weekend. So
nice.
Yeah. Did you enjoy organized play?
Yeah. I think it was a pretty average round.
Yeah, we had a low turnout.
Yeah. Nothing really stood out to me. My bodyguard deck did not do super well the first round, but then second round it did better. I think I was close to winning every single game. I had like 19 lore, and then somebody just came in and
took
it. So,
do you know what deck you're going to use for tournament yet?
I think I'm using my Emerald one. We'll see. We're doing a deck clinic on Wednesday, so I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm definitely, like, obviously sticking with Assault, but I think just a little bit more change, and that deck could really put me in the top. Although Orion has been putting together some nasty decks. He's got two decks that just completely obliterate everyone I've seen, so I would not be surprised if Orion comes out on top this weekend. Either that or just by a fluke I beat him. Okay, we both have we just both got Jafar packs this week, so you know, Jafar's really gonna bring it home for one of us. I have a really good feeling that this is the week.
Pack 178 is gonna be the week.
Yeah, this is pack 178. Oh, that's not a good start. We got a Skippy, Iago, King Louie.
Don't you like the Iagos, though?
I don't play with this one. I'm Zazu. Zazu's what I like.
Oh.
Robin Hood, Voyage, Kida.
What's Kida?
Just the Atlantean one. Maui, How Far I'll Go, Thaddeus E. Klang, Gustav, Pongo. That's a legendary. Nice. And Sorcerer's Hat. Is this our first Sorcerer's Hat?
I don't know. Okay, we have a I Will Find My Way, Magic Broom, Swift Cleaner, King Louie, Robin Hood, Beloved Outlaw, Kakamora, Orville, I've Got a Dream, Flintheart, Gomgold, Little John, Heart of Defeaty, the Queen's Castle, and a Foil Eeyore.
Okay. All right. So packs 178, 179 were not it.
Okay. It'll be pack 200.
That would be wild if it actually came out to be pack 200. Ugh. Stay tuned for more in our future episodes. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and follow us on social media at Quest for 5 Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Thanks for joining us on Quest for 5. Until next time, keep summoning, questing, and may your inkwells never run dry.